Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. We're also brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot Sport and Fitness Center. We're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. And of course, we're brought to you by my buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. Now, normally at this time, we would go to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com from Exit Realty First. But we're actually staying right here in the Lead Bunker Studio, and we're welcoming Greg Schultz for the first time ever to the show here today. Greg, welcome to the studio.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Appreciate being here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I had the pleasure coming out and visiting you on site at Night Ops Paintball Park not too long ago. I wasn't able to be there when you were open, but thoroughly impressed with this new business that you have here in town. Things just look awesome out there.
Oh, thanks. We've been working on it for 2 years, so yeah. We're trying to make it into a premier entertainment venue for Jackson. Something different, something that is non-traditional, mm-hmm. and exciting. And the response has been overwhelming for our grand opening, and we're starting to see a lot more participation on a regular basis.
Right. This is something, like you said, you've been working on for a long time, and it had its grand opening earlier this year, this summer. Well received. It really shows the need for, Jackson's a great place anyway. So many different things to do in this community, but nothing like this before. Really the most unique entertainment event here in Jackson.
Well, that's been the comments that we've received back from the community and the people that have came out. And, and getting people off the couch, yeah. getting people right. out and getting some exercise. And especially with the kids, parents are, bringing their children out and introducing them to the sport. And what kind of amazes me is the number of older participants that have been coming out mm-hmm. that have played for years and years, and now that there's something here local, they're dusting off their old paintball guns out of the closet, coming in, getting them tuned up, and playing with their kids.
Right.
So it's been nice.
Right. And the venue itself, like we were talking a couple weeks back, the venue itself, really your closest competition is what? Lansing, Toledo. I mean, it's kind of a drive from here, right?
Correct.
But with that said, those facilities are a little bit different than yours. You really, when you compare them to what's already out there, you're extremely unique. Tell us why.
Well, we built this for entertainment, mm-hmm. not for the scenario paintball of going out and having paintball wars, going out into the woods, going out into fields. They call it woods ball, fields ball. Mm-hmm. Ours is smaller, compact fields that are 75 feet by 225. The games are a lot faster. The turnaround, mm-hmm. the amount of time that it takes, but it's also built for entertainment. So we get, the what they call in the industry green peas, newbies
right.
that have never played before. yeah, they come out. Right. They're playing with intermediate players. They're playing with tournament players. Mm-hmm. But even the tournament players come out there and realize this is for entertainment. Everybody's out here having a great time. They're working with the kids to talk about strategies, talk about guns, talk mm-hmm. about how to advance, and so it's kind of nice because right. at the end of the day you see a lot of smiles. It's not the real competitive nature of like the war games where
right.
everybody's out there to slaughter everybody.
Right.
And this particular, they're out there to shoot each other and
right.
have fun. But that's the whole gist of it, is it's all about the fun. And they all come back and say, I was a little concerned at first, but my gosh, after the first couple of games, the apprehension leaves, and then they're just like gung-ho.
Well, a lot of times when somebody's doing something new, there is that little bit of apprehension, a little bit of nervousness. Maybe you have to pee a little bit before you do it for the first time.
Yeah.
But once you go through it and you got that little bit of familiarity, it almost sounds like it's a little bit addictive.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
the adrenaline, right?
Well, the adrenaline
yeah.
and, a lot of people have played the video games.
You're
the
right.
shoot 'em up, the assassins, and all the other stuff. This is kind of a takeoff of that.
Right.
Right. Now they get to actually go out there and participate in it. And there is a little sting when you get hit. It's like taking a rubber band, stretching it out against your skin and snapping it.
Right.
That's about what it feels like.
Okay.
But after the first time or the second time, then it's no big deal. They're used to it and they get into it. And I use the example of one of couple of my employees that are females that have never played, never thought to play, and we had an employee night. They came out after the first two games, they turned into assassins. Deadly.
That's deadly. Cool. Yeah. All right. So how often do you get on the course?
Well,
you're busy because you're running the joint, right?
Well, I'm 65 years old, right? So I'm a longtime paintballer.
I mean,
I hadn't played for almost 20 plus years.
Uh-huh.
And I got back into it and I played we could go Saturday night and went out. And the adrenaline rush, I get goose pimples on my arms when I get out there and I play. I was a little bit rusty,
right?
You know, but I had a great time. And I would, I'll be playing more often, but running the park and making sure that everybody has a good time, that's my main priority.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's tough to be able to do that and have the, be in charge of enhancing the experience for everybody too. But you kind of led into my next question because you had a long career in marketing, really all over the country. How did you fall into paintball? It seems like it's kind of like a tough transition from what you were doing to doing this here in Jackson. How did that happen?
Well, I have a couple of other businesses.
Uh-huh.
And my son Mike and I have worked to grow these, and eventually I turned it over to Mike.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to semi-retire. I'm going to help out. I'm going to do some other things. I get bored.
Okay.
So I decided to get involved in other projects, which led to purchasing the old Cooperstown softball complex. And I thought, what a great place to put up a paintball park. I mean, with the stadium lighting all the way around, nobody in the Midwest has outdoor lighting for paintball.
Mm-hmm.
And I, it was a retirement project. So I, dove into it and started this about 2 years ago. And we just kept building it and cleaning it up, fixing everything up, putting up the AstroTurf fields and the bunkers and the poles and the netting. And, so it was kind of a retirement project that got on steroids. And the next thing you know,
usually people slow down and they go fishing or they go golfing when they retire. Not you. You start a brand new business.
Yeah. It's the second time I've done that. But, the retirement projects. And,
uh-huh.
But this one is for the fun of it.
Right.
It's just, so I saw something unique and I decided to, take a chance.
So you're out there, you're on Parnell Road, Parnell and Cooper, pretty much right at that. You're not exactly at that corner, but if you can find that corner, you can find Night Ops Paintball Park. Also on Facebook, also online. Just do a simple search. You'll be able to find everything there. You have, three active courses right now?
We actually have four. We have three active courses for the adults. And then we have a children's field that we built for birthday parties, just team building. We have a soccer team that's coming out with their youth to kind of a fun event.
Right.
So the youth field is much smaller so they can maneuver around. We also have, just for those that aren't familiar with paintball, you have 68 caliber markers is what they call them, which are paintball guns.
Mm-hmm.
And those are for the adults. They have a faster feet per second. And then we have the low impact 50 cal, which is designed for the children so it's less of a sting.
Okay.
And it allows them to get involved with it and
still get messy.
Yeah.
Still get messy, which kids like to do.
Yeah.
They like to get messy. Adults do too. So, all right. So let's talk about that. What type of people are you seeing coming to your park and participating?
That's a great question because of the fact that it goes across a number of different spectrums, right? We get a lot of parents that bring their kids out because the kids want to experience it. We have professionals. We have chiropractors. It's just
pretty much everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, there's, you know, you can't get into the specifics and say this is a blue-collar sport or a white-collar sport. It's just a sport that encompasses everybody. And I mean,
right.
So, I mean, in the ages, you know, has been from 13 to, you know, 55.
Men, or, women, boys, girls. It's just
a lot of men, but we're starting to see a lot more of the women that are coming into it. Just for the, they're going to try it with their kids.
Right.
Actually, we had a parent that came out with their two boys, and she was sitting in the bleachers because we have bleachers around so the spectators can watch.
That's awesome.
And she was seated, and finally we came up and gave her a gun, gave her a vest, goggles, gave her some paint, and said, go out there and shoot up your kids. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'd awesome. Like to try it. And then next thing I know, they came back out, scheduled another event, and she played right along with them.
So if someone wants to come on out, it's just as simple as going online and finding your time?
Yeah, and we kept it simple so everybody could remember it. It's paintballjackson.com.
Okay.
They can find us on Facebook at Night Ops Paintball Park of Jackson, or just come on out to the park.
Okay. And you're open when?
We're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fridays from 5 o'clock in the evening, and we go to 11 o'clock at night. Saturday, we have a morning session from 10 a.m. to 4, and then we kind of close up, clean up, get everything ready, and then we have another session from 5 until 11 Saturday night.
Okay.
And then Sunday, we're open a little bit longer, from 11 o'clock until 6 o'clock, you know, because we have a lot of our patrons that they attend church, and they don't get out until 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, and they can come out at 12 and 1 and still get enough play.
I just had that mental image of somebody in their church clothes getting all paintballed up. I know that doesn't happen. They change before they come out.
Well, yeah, they do change before they come out, and there's it's kind of funny. They call it guns and God.
Well, okay, yeah. So, and we're gonna circle back to that here in just a second. Let's go back to that mom with the kids. If someone really doesn't have any experience, but they think this would be great for their kids to maybe work out, you know, to work some things out and have some fun, but they've never been introduced to it before, can you help them out?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Okay.
We have a trained staff. We have Rick McCumber, who is a longtime paintballer, right,
okay.
who is our field manager, and he comes out and he'll work with the kids. He'll you know, teach them how to use the gun. He'll talk about the strategy.
Right.
And for these groups, we kind of separate them at the beginning because we want to work with them. And we want to get them used to them, get them comfortable, and especially in the groups. I mean, we have somebody that's dedicated for that birthday party or event party.
Right.
And they stay with that group until they get real comfortable. They teach them about, you know, the strategies and, you know, what is a Dorito, what is a can, what is a W, you know, things of that nature, so that they get the lingo down a little bit, but also to get them comfortable and go out onto the field with them and you know, just kind of instructional.
Okay. Is it kind of like just an amped up version of Capture the Flag? Is that what they you're doing out there with paintball guns?
Well, we have a number of different games that people play. Capture the Flag is one of them.
Okay.
And then there's Last Man Standing, which is basically teams. You divide up the players, and you have five people on one side, five people on the other, and whichever team gets eliminated first, they're the losers.
Okay.
And it's kind of a fast game, and a lot of people like to play it. And then there's Kill the King, right? So there's a king on each side of the field, and you have your pawns, which are the other players. And the other players are out to protect the king and or their king and also capture the other king.
Okay.
And so there's a lot. And then Capture the Flag has been around forever and ever. Everybody likes to play that. And so there's a lot of different variations of games.
Which one's your favorite, and then which one's the most popular?
The team games are probably my favorite.
Okay.
Right? And they're probably the most favorite of the games. But when you get groups that are there for entertainment,
Yeah.
They like playing Capture the King.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And again,
or flag.
For the just for the variety of expert levels, you have a variety of packages online. For people who already have all their equipment, for people who need to rent equipment, you've got all that easily explained. And if they go online to book their spot and to rent equipment, they get a little savings.
Oh yeah. We've added discounts to mm-hmm. online participants. If they come in and if you just drive into the park and mm-hmm. say, I want to play, the park entry fee is $20. And then your rental packages are at regular prices.
Okay.
But if you go online, you save 10% off your rental packages. You save $5 off your park entry. So we have a lot of discounts that are applied online.
Yeah. How long does 500 paintballs last?
Depends on the player and how many games they get into.
Depends if they have a trigger happy finger, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Or depending on the guns that they have, because they have the old. They have the new guns that are electronic, so they can actually shoot to between 15 and 20 balls a second. So it's they'll burn up a lot of paint, but for the most part, we have a complete rental package that are not the electronic guns. So
compressed air.
Yeah, compressed air. And they're 500 paintballs will, and depends on how many times you get shot right at the beginning of the game, but I mean, 500 paintballs can last you hours.
Right.
You know. Unless you get trigger happy.
So what I'm getting at is you've got extra paintballs there. You got all the supplies. You got everything they need to have a great time. Even if they come fully fully stocked, or if they come with nothing in hand, you can take care of them.
Yes.
Okay. All right. One more time. Oh, wait. We've got an event to talk about because I want to circle back to the guys with guns. We've got a paintball event coming up on September 17th with Journey Ministries. What can you tell us about that?
Well, they came to us and they're getting involved with Christian youth.
Okay.
And they've opened it up to the general public for anyone, mm-hmm. for children from sixth graders to 12th graders to come out and play paintball.
Okay.
And there's a link on their site where you can register and come out and enjoy the day on them.
Yeah.
They're paying for everything.
Okay.
So it's really a great social event. And they've invited the parents to come out as well. There's no hidden costs or fees or anything along that line, but they...
you got to sign up ahead of time.
Yes.
And we found it in the events on Facebook. It's really easy to find. So make sure that you go online, look for it. Just search out Night Ops Paintball in the events tab in Facebook, and you'll be able to find it and get signed up with Journey Ministries. And that sounds like a great event, great introduction for our youth, and that's September 17th. Now, since you're outside, you're open seasonally. How late are you open this year?
Well, we are closing November 1st.
Okay.
The first weekend in November is going to be our end date.
Okay.
We're going to do something for Halloween.
Nice.
We haven't really put it all together.
Okay.
We're just working on the park right now. But, and we open up in April.
Okay.
Paintball being outdoors is, as you said, it's weather related. So if you get this torrential downpour and you're scheduled to play and you don't want to bring your family out or yourself out, we allow you to reschedule to another date.
Okay.
But for the most part, we play rain or shine.
Okay.
Matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, we had Summit and the City of Jackson fire departments out.
Cool.
And it was on the Wednesday where we had that torrential storm that came through and knocked out power all over Jackson. And they came out and played, and they were like kids playing in a mud puddle. They were running all over the place. They had a blast, and they stayed to the bitter end. Even though we lost our power and we didn't have the lights, I mean, they even had cars turned on to, supply extra lighting. Just a great group of guys, and they played in the rain, and they had a great time.
It's paint balljackson.com if you want to find their website, or you can find them on Facebook, Greg Schultz Night Ops on Facebook. Go ahead and look for it there. And Greg, it's just been a pleasure having you in the studio here today, and I'm just so excited for this new business here in Jackson. It just sounds like it's wildly popular, and I'm so excited to see it continue to grow.
Well, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you having me in today.
Parnell Road and Cooper. Well, it's not right there. It's just down the road a little bit, but you know where. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. We'll talk to you soon here, Greg.
Thank you.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.